So there is some good news coming out of this, and we thought we'd share it with you and try to get the KwaZulu-Natal Premier on to actually build on that that story that Gladys brought us just a short while ago. And of course, the good news is that Patient Zero, the first person in that group of people who had travelled to Italy for a skiing holiday, they were a group of 10. The man came back to the country, began to display the symptoms, was tested, and he was found to have been positive. And of course, there was a bit of consternation in the small town of Hilton in KwaZulu-Natal at that time when the story broke. But it was very well handled from the word go. We had his children's school shutting shortly afterwards, and the man went into quarantine. And we now have the news that he has been retested and he is found to be free of the coronavirus. And the process of reintegrating him now is going to begin. KwaZulu-Natal Premier Sihle Zikalala joins us on the line now. Premier, good evening to you. Thank you very much for being with us today. This is fairly good news in the fight against corona in our country.
Yes, this is quite good news for us as a country, because this also affirms what the government has been saying. We've been very clear that we should not panic. The coronavirus is like all other flus that we've seen in the country before and in other countries. It doesn't mean that once you've contracted coronavirus, you would die. But if you are treating yourself and conducting yourself healthy, you recover and then it gets away. And that's what we want to encourage to our people. That's a message we want to communicate.
Right. So tell us a little bit about this man who's been called Patient Zero. We know that his symptoms reflected at the beginning of March, and shortly after that he was put into quarantine. I take it that there's been a steady improvement in his health up to this point.
Yes, he has been, he firstly isolated himself at home, but after that he was then taken into the hospital where he was treated in an isolation ward, and he has recovered very well. He wasn't bad from the inception. He has never been bad, but he had flu, and that's why they attended to him. And since in the last check, the test he conducted, he has improved and he is ready to be discharged. He's just waiting to complete the 14 days, and thereafter he will be released.
Right. So in other words, he's not released immediately, even though he is now proven to no longer be carrying the coronavirus. He maintains that quarantine for a further 14 days. Is that correct?
Yes, he has to be quarantined for the period for 14 days. And once he complete that period, he will be released to the family and to go home.
Right. Where is he quarantined? Does he continue to be quarantined at the hospital during that time?
Yes, he will continue to be at the hospital. Once you get quarantined, you have to be at the hospital. But when we say you must be in an isolation, we mean that there is a need that you stay alone and don't be involved with other people.
So in terms of this quarantine, is he at all integrated with other people, or does he remain on his own?
For now, he remains on his own. He is in an isolated ward.
Right.
He is being treated on his own. He cannot be mixed with other people.
And in terms of his wife and his children's tests, do those continue to show a negative outcome for coronavirus?
The wife was found positive,
yes.
And she is improving. His children are now bad. They were not positive at all.
Yes.
When they were tested, the children were found to be negative.
Right. And so the wife remains in isolation at the moment?
Yes. The wife is also in isolation. And once she's complete 14 days, she will also be released.
Right. During that period, when a patient is in isolation, how many times are they tested to keep abreast of their health status?
Well, that's for our medical practitioners, but they get regular checkups.
Yes.
And they get tested on a regular basis.
Right. Give me a sense of this, Premier. You know, some of the international news organisations have told us that there have been cases of coronavirus where people have gone through the process of isolation after testing positive. They've eventually, been cured of the disease. They then leave isolation, go into quarantine, leave quarantine after a time, but they somehow recontract the disease a second time. Do you have any fears about that at all, or do local doctors tell you that they are concerned about the possibility of that?
Well, that's what we must leave to the doctors to deal with. We have not had such a situation as yet in the country.
But in terms of further testing, is it likely that patient zero will continue to go further undergo further testing
in
the future?
Yes, we continue to ensure that he's tested up until we are satisfied.
All right. Thank you very, very much for speaking to us this evening. KwaZulu-Natal Premier Sihle Zikalala there talking to us about patient zero, the progress that he has made. The good news is that he has now been tested and is free of coronavirus. But as the Premier tells us, it doesn't mean this is going to be an immediate discharge that follows. He will now go into a period of quarantine from isolation. And after that period of quarantine is over, he will be released into his home.